What can a bank or a building society do to protect citizens against doorstep crime?
Okay, well, I think there's two main things. The first one is to train our staff as best we can so that they know what might look like a strange transaction for a customer, so that they can probe and ask appropriate questions and, if necessary, refer to an expert team. And the other thing we can do is back office monitoring as well, so that we're not just always relying on our staff, but that we can also spot something that perhaps ought to have been referred so that we can take appropriate action afterwards.